Imagine your logo stopping a scroll dead in its tracks. Someone actually lifting their phone to look closer, then scanning a QR code on a sidewalk poster and walking into a shop. Sounds like a marketing fantasy, right? Except last month, a tiny visual tweak we ran in the studio doubled foot traffic on a weekend pop-up. Today, I'm going to show you how that happens without a developer, a massive ad budget, or weeks of back and forth. We're talking sketches, cheap prints, QR pages, and metrics you can trust. Stick with me. This one's a fast and furious toolkit for designers and founders who want decisions based on data, not taste. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors to The Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everyone. I'm Wendy, ready with a pen, a stack of sticky notes, and a soft spot for elegant chaos.
Today, we have three clear goals. One, how to form a crisp hypothesis so you change only one variable. Two, how to build and deploy lo-fi variants, sketches, prints, QR pages. And three, how to measure results with simple, reliable metrics. Later, I'll guide you through a one-minute imagination break and share a real MG Wallace studio case that moved real numbers. For templates and to submit experiments, head to mgwallacestudios.com/submit. All right, let's dig in. Segment 1, Foundation. Why lo-fi visual testing works. There are two big reasons low-fidelity experiments are powerful. First, attention is decided in a split second. Visual hierarchy, contrast, and clear messaging either stop the scroll or they don't. Second, cheap tests let you iterate fast, which means more learning and less arguing. The psychology is simple. Our brains respond to novelty and clarity. So your experiment should tease novelty while keeping clarity. Frame a testable hypothesis like this. If we increase headline contrast and simplify the CTA, click-through will rise by 10%. That's crisp, measurable, and it isolates one variable.
A quick studio example. We had a boutique coffee client who thought their hero image needed to be a moody shot. Our hypothesis flipped that. We tested a high-contrast bright hero with a large hand-drawn open badge against the moody photo. We changed just one thing, background tone and badge. The cheap route? Two A3 prints, a QR to two simple landing pages, and a weekend with posters outside the shop. Result? The bright variant drove 42% more scans over 2 days. Not a vanity test. Actual walk-ins tracked at the register. That single data point changed the campaign direction overnight.
Key rule. Change only one visual variable per test. If you tweak color and copy at once, you won't know what's working. Keep your sample consistent. Same location, same time windows, same size of print. And document everything. Date, time, weather, foot traffic notes. Small tests can be noisy. Good documentation gives your team confidence in the signal you find. Segment 2. Deep dive in tools. Okay, the build steps. Step 1. Sketch fast. Give yourself 5 minutes to thumbnail 3 variants. Big shapes, contrast directions, simplified copy. Use the one thing rule. What is the one action you want? Scan, click, enter. Make that action bold. Step 2. Convert to physical or social assets. For prints, export a basic 18x24-inch PDF at 150 to 200 DPI. Perfectly fine for experiment prints. Print at a local copy shop or on 110-pound cardstock. For social or small digital swaps, create 2 identical posts with 1 visual change and run them to small matched audiences. Step 3. QR landing pages. Make 2 minimal landing pages with identical copy and only the visual variant. Use a simple URL shortener or free hosting. The tech stack is small. Track visits with a single UTM parameter per variant or a tiny Google Analytics event. If you want absolute simplicity, use 2 different QR codes, each resolving to a separate short link, and track clicks from the link provider dashboard. Step 4. Metrics. Decide your primary metric before you print.
scans, CTR, signups, or foot traffic proxy like register mentions. Secondary metrics could be time on page or form completions. And remember, sample size matters. If you're testing in a single cafe on a weekday, treat results as directional and repeat the test in a second window.
I promised an audio-friendly demo. Try this in your next 20-minute sprint. Set a timer and follow along out loud. 1. I will test button color A versus B. 2. I will make 2 prints and 2 QR short links. 3. I will deploy for 2 3-hour windows on Saturday and Sunday between 9 and 12. 4. I will record scans and in-store mentions. Saying it aloud focuses your team and creates accountability.
Imagination break. 1 minute. Ready? Grab a pen and paper. Draw 2 thumbnails. Variant A, big simple hero with a single bold CTA. Variant B, smaller image, larger headline, playful badge. Now write a single hypothesis sentence. Variant A will increase QR scans by 20% because the CTA is more prominent. Done? Great. Keep that note. It's your experiment spine.
That was fast and oddly satisfying. I love how a 60-second sketch can become a serious data tool.
Segment 3, real-world application. Here's a compact MG Wallace case. Client, neighborhood hardware store. Problem, weekend foot traffic was down even though promotions were live. Hypothesis, a clearer open now, tools inside badge on the front window would increase walk-ins. Execution, 2 vinyl window decals, 1 minimalist type badge, 1 colorful hand-illustrated badge, 3-day weekend test. Each decal had a matching QR leading to a quick offer page and an internal register code.
Results? The hand-illustrated badge drove 28% more QR scans and a 15% higher redemption rate at the register compared to the minimalist badge. What moved the needle? We think novelty and clarity. The illustrated badge read as inviting craftsmanship, which matched the store vibe. Lesson? Visuals that tell a micro story can outperform sterile clarity in the right context. When presenting results to clients, show the hypothesis, photos of the test, raw counts, and your recommended next steps. Frame it as rapid learning, not final verdict. That language sells trust.
Addressing risks, yes, small tests can be noisy. Mitigate by repeating, using parallel samples when possible, and always changing one variable at a time. If a client says cheap tests look unprofessional, reframe it. Present a decision matrix. Months of back and forth versus a weekend test that yields an evidence-based direction. Often clients prefer fast data over endless opinions.
Key takeaways? First, always start with a crisp hypothesis and isolate one variable. Second, build lo-fi variants quickly. Thumbnails, cheap prints, simple QR landing pages. Third, measure simple, consistent metrics and document the context. Quick checklist to run this week. 1. Pick a single visual variable. 2. Sketch 2 variants in 5 minutes. 3. Print or post both. 4. Use 2 short links or QR codes. 5. Collect results and repeat. For downloadable templates and to submit your experiments, go to mgwdstudios.com/submit.
Call to action. If this episode sparked an idea, grab your sketchpad and run a 20-minute experiment. Share the results with us. We love seeing what listeners create. For templates, experiment forms, and to submit your experiment results for feedback, visit mgwdstudios.com/submit. For custom logos and design work that convert, check mgwdstudios.com.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparks something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Next episode, Tease, we'll explore simple ways to turn texture and tactile cues into higher conversions. Think paper choices, finishes, and why matte sometimes beats gloss in the real world. Can't wait to dig in.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next.
I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.